Hello and welcome to our first episode of the God Is That Word podcast here at wordfortheworld.com. I am Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn Uy.
And we are here live at the Word for the World Media Studios.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm excited. This is our first podcast. Imagine we are just, talking to about 56 million potential people over the internet and almost a billion people who have a an iPod.
Really?
They can download this over the internet, share it among their friends, upload it to their iPod, subscribe in iTunes. All the information you need to know about being part of this podcast is right at our newly designed website at wordfortheworld.com. We also want to thank Podomatic for hosting our podcast. You can go to podomatic.com if you want to make your own podcast.
You know, I don't know anything of what you're talking about. I'm not high-tech, but I have an iPod.
Yes. She's not high-tech, yet she has an iPod. I'm the one who is so high-tech, and I don't get to have an iPod.
But anybody who's listening, to say that I could download whatever is discussed here.
Yes.
And then I put it in my iPod.
Yes, yeah. There's so many ways for you to download this.
Okay.
All the info is right there in our website. But one thing cool about this is that you can download it while you're having coffee, you're working, while you're connected to the internet. You can download it. This is a very small file because it's only 15 minutes.
Oh.
And then just one press of a button, you can have it uploaded to your iPod. Listen to it anytime. Share it to your friends. We want as much as possible that a lot of people get a hold of this podcast.
Okay. You know, guys, I'd like to invite you to really tune in to us, because we discuss things about anything, especially on discussions on is it okay that when I get born again I'm saved and I'm fine?
Yeah, topics like that, or we gonna get sick if we become born again, or
what if I fall into sin.
Yeah.
Do I lose my salvation?
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So just tune in, guys, because there's so many things to be discussed. And I know that there are questions there going on at the back of your mind, but we'll discuss issues. These are issues that just come up, right?
Right.
As they send their emails to you.
Right. You know, it's nice of you to tell that, because I just want to tell our podcast people who are listening today, if you guys have questions or topics you guys want us to talk about, you can email us at info@wordfortheworld.com, and the subject, just put their Word for the World podcast, and maybe there's a subject you want to, a topic you want to talk about. We'll talk about it here in the next podcast. Now, speaking of topic, nice segue. We want to talk about in this podcast, this topic is being good enough. That's our topic for this podcast. Is being good enough? What do you think?
You know, when I got saved, Brother Rodney, I just thought that there's something that was taken out from my old habits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, immediately, it was just like, when I drive, pardon me, but when somebody cuts me, I say things that are not nice. And also, my expressions, my every period in my sentence is with a curse.
Okay.
And something happened to me. And I felt that, after I got born again, something good happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I find out that I continue to just fall into sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good enough.
Right.
I won't go to heaven.
You still make mistakes. You still do a lot of things in your life, and especially when you're growing up, as a kid, you're often told that you have to be good in things, like, respectful. But the question here today is that ultimately all of us will go to a certain end in our life here on earth. And what happens is, after we leave this earth, we go somewhere.
Where is that?
Well, yeah, we only have two choices. You either go to heaven or go to hell.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are asking, how do I go to heaven?
Rodney,
do I be a good person?
Yes, I was taught that.
Yeah, I was taught that. You know, you have to go to church every Sunday. You have to be respectful.
Yes.
If you just be good enough.
I've got to do good works.
Good works.
Yes.
Then you might just have a pass going to heaven. But that's the problem. What's the standard? I mean, how will I know if I'm reaching my quota in my goodness chart?
Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, I was also thinking, if the wealthy could put up a church and mm-hmm. give huge donations, then they have reached the good work, right?
Yeah.
But the question here, Rodney, is this. I'm poor. I can't build a church. I can't give donations,
I
huge
can't
donations.
Give to charity.
Then does that mean to say that I am not good?
You know, that's the one thing that's so comforting about God's word, the Bible, is that he mentions there that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. It means that all of us, that God has a standard, but everyone, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, all of us have fallen short of God's glory, of God's standard.
Yeah.
Yes. Because of our sin.
Yeah.
So now, it means that there's got to be more to it than just doing good. Because the answer to the question of that I raised earlier is, being good is not good enough. There has to be something that needs to be done first in order for us to reach that standard.
And what is that?
And that is, well, I'll just leave it at a cliffhanger first. We'll get back to the topic in just a little while. We'll answer that question. So here's a little bit of reminder from our studio.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. There His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Welcome back.
Yes,
and
we're still discussing about is good.
Yes,
being
is
good,
being good enough? Yes, we're still talking about is, and to go back to the question, what do I need to do?
Yes,
or
that's
what
my
is
question.
That? Yeah, you asked something about what do I need to do in order for me to reach the standard that God has set.
Yes, what is it?
Well, you know, a lot of people have done a lot of good things, done a lot of good works. Some people, especially here in the Philippines, every Holy Week they crucify themselves,
yes,
they
flagellate,
they cut themselves,
and
they fast, and
yes,
they do a lot of quote unquote
during Holy Week.
Yeah, holy things. But uh-huh. After Holy Week, it's different.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the good works. First thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's uh-huh. the first and foremost thing we need to do. We talk about righteousness. You know,
yes,
that's been thrown into the hat for so many times.
It's a big word.
It's
Pastor
a big
Rodney.
Word. It's a big word. It's a heavy word.
Righteousness.
It's something that a lot of us want to be, but we can't be because it's very hard to be righteous.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But, you know, what the Bible says about righteousness is about being justified.
Hey, that's another big word, Rodney.
Okay. So, again, we'll bring it down. To a level that a lot of us will be able to understand. When you say justify, it means being right before God.
And who did that to us and for us?
Well, unfortunately, we can go in front of God and say, you know, God, I did a lot of good things. And God is going to say, so?
Those are filthy rags.
Yes, you know.
That's said in Isaiah. All your good works are filthy rags in my sight.
That's right.
So sad.
So, okay. Now, this is not to bring you down, guys. Those who are listening here are saying, well, maybe I shouldn't do good works anymore. No, that's not the case. But the first thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus, because the Bible says that it is by grace we have been saved. It is by grace we have been justified or made right in front of God.
Yes.
And it is only through Jesus Christ that we can be made right.
Yes. And to add to that, Ephesians says that we were created as God's workmanship.
Yes.
And that we are created to do good works. So it's a natural thing for the children of God, the people of God, to do good works.
Yes, because some people go to the other extreme. Once they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and they were given this gift of life, they stop doing good works because, hey, okay, I'm already justified, I'm already righteous, so I don't think I need to do good works anymore. That's wrong. Okay, it gives you even more reason to do good works so that they can see, hey, there's something different about this guy.
Now I have this goal. So I have this relationship with Jesus Christ, and I have to reach a daily quota of refraining from falling into sin. Because the Word of God says that we must be holy. The Word of God is law. And so, am I making sense here? So that means to say that I have to be very careful to live a holy life, because it's not only the good works that will... I have to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And so it's not only the good works, but also living a holy life along with it that has to be my main goal daily.
Yes, but here's the thing also. The reason we are justified is not because we live a holy life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just a product of what's inside of us. It should come out naturally, trying to, you know, do what other people are not doing.
Yes.
Like if other people are smoking, you're not smoking. Mm-hmm. Other people go to these places, you shouldn't be there. It's something that should come out from the inside out. But what I'm trying to say is, when you do holy things, when you try to live a good, decent, holy life, that is not your justification for being righteous or for being right with God. It still needs to be, first and foremost, a relationship with God.
Wow. So really,
because we can never do, you know, as good as other people.
So that means to say that I really have to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus
Christ. Yes, because we need to have that. And you know, and one thing good about the Bible, he even lays it out there. He says there in Ephesians, he says, "It is by grace we have been saved, not by good works." So that we cannot boast. We can't say before God, "Hey God, you know, I gave $1 million to this foundation."
Yeah.
Or Lord, even as a pastor, I can say, "Lord, you know, I've led a lot of people to Christ."
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not just about being good. It's about having a relationship with Christ. And, you know, so that we can't boast before God and say that we belong to be in heaven because we earned our right.
To
it's
answer
not about
that question is... being good enough? No. So, guys, did you hear that?
So, being good is not good enough. I don't want to discourage you. We're here to encourage you. If, you know, continue doing good things. If you're part of a charity, if you're doing, you know...
Ministry,
if you're doing good works, you know, with kids or helping, you know, elderly people, it's good.
And sharing the Word of God in your workplace.
That's good. But here's what I'm trying to tell you guys. In order for us to be right with God, it starts with a relationship with Him. Oh. It starts with receiving Jesus
and
as Lord.
And how is that? How does that work,
Pastor
Rodney?
All you need to do is just pray to God with a sincere heart and a repentant heart. And you know, if you're here listening to us right now in this podcast, we can do that right now. We can ask God, you can ask God in your life right now while you're listening to this podcast.
Yes.
And ask the Lord to be your Savior so that the good works that you will be doing are not in vain, but it is for the glory of God.
That's right.
Okay. So I guess this will be a perfect time for us. Wherever you may be right now, listening to us over the internet, listening to us over your iPod or whatever MP3 player, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now. Probably you even feel that you're not good enough. You know, that's true. All of us are not good enough for heaven, or not good enough for what God has done for us. But here's the thing. He loves us. And that's the bottom line. All you need to do is just believe and accept that gift that God has given us, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So if you're here right now, you're listening to this podcast, just, you know, wherever you may be, just close your eyes and bow your head and pray this prayer with me. It's a very simple prayer. Let it come from your heart. Let's pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I know I'm not good enough, but Lord, you've made me realize today that I need you in my life. Lord, I've done a lot of good things, but Lord, I want to do even more for you.
Yes, Lord.
So today, I ask you, Lord, to be in my heart, in my life. I open my heart to you today. I make you my Lord and Savior. And starting today, Lord, teach me and guide me to live a holy life, a righteous life, a justified life that will be pleasing to you. Thank you for your gift. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, guys, it's all right for you to do good works, but first and foremost, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because your good works will not bring you to heaven.
That's an eye opener. Because I will just do good works.
A lot of people do good works, but, you know, they have fallen short. All of us have fallen short, but because of Jesus Christ, we can rejoice.
Okay.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us in our first episode. If you guys want to tune in again next week, we're going to have another episode here at Word from the World.
And it's
going to
be interesting again.
Hopefully, we can get a lot more people here in the studio.
Yeah.
If you want to email us with the topic you want us to talk about, or maybe a reaction, a comment, an opinion, write to us, email us,
or even counseling matters. Like,
maybe.
You know, is it okay to have a boyfriend who's not a Christian, or a girlfriend who's
not a Christian?
Yeah,
or
something to that effect. Anything.
This is the reason why we have this podcast. We're going to be talking about anything and everything under the sun. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
It is a pleasure to spend some time with you, Sister
Evelyn. I have my cup of coffee.
That's good, and I got my iced tea here.
All right.
Thank you very much. Wherever you may be, and always remember, God is good all the time.
And God bless you.
God bless you. We'll see you again next week here at God Is At Work Podcast, worthfulworld.com. God bless you.
Hello and welcome to our first episode of the God Is At Work podcast here at wordfortheworld.com. I am Brother Rodney Garcia, and this is Sister Evelyn Uy. We are here live at the Word for the World Media Studios.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine, I'm excited. This is our first podcast. Imagine we are just, talking to about 56 million potential people over the internet. And almost a billion people who have a an iPod.
Really?
They can download this over the internet, share it among their friends, upload it to their iPod, subscribe to iTunes. All the information you need to know about being part of this podcast is right at our newly designed website at wordfortheworld.com. We also want to thank
Podomatic for hosting our podcast. You can go to podomatic.com if you want to make your own podcast. You know, I don't know anything of what they're talking about. I'm not high tech, but I have an iPod. Yes. She's not high tech. Yes, she has an iPod. I'm the one who is so high tech, and I don't get it. To have an iPod.
But
anybody who's listening,
to say that I could download whatever is discussed here.
Yes.
And then I put it in my iPod.
Yes. Yeah. There's so many ways for you to download this.
Okay.
All the info is right there in our website. But one thing cool about this is that you can download it while you're having coffee, you're working, while you're connected to the internet. You can download it. This is a very small file because it's only 15 minutes. And then just one press of a button, you can have it uploaded to your iPod. Listen to it anytime. Share it to your friends. We want as much as possible that a lot of people get a hold of this podcast.
Okay, you know, guys, I'd like to invite you to really tune in to us, because we discuss things about anything, especially on discussions on is it okay that when I get born again I'm saved and I'm fine?
Yeah, topics like that, or are we gonna get sick if we become born again,
or what if I fall into sin?
Yeah.
Do I lose my salvation? Things like that.
Yeah.
So just tune in, guys, because there's so many things to be discussed, and I know that there are questions there going on at the back of your mind, but we'll discuss issues. These are issues that just come up, right?
Right.
They send their emails to you.
Right. You know, it's nice of you to tell that, because I just want to tell our podcast people who are listening today, to, if you guys have questions or topics you guys want us to talk about, you can email us at info@worldforthewild.com. If a subject, just put their Word for the World podcast, and maybe there's a subject you want to, you know, a topic you want to talk about, talk about it here in the next podcast. Now, speaking of topic,
my segue.
We want to talk about, in this podcast, this topic, is being good enough? That's our topic for this podcast. Is being good enough? What do you think?
You know, when I got saved, Brother Rodney, I just thought that, you know, there's something that was taken out from my old habits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, immediately, it was just like, you know, when I drive, pardon me, but when somebody cuts me, I say things that are not nice. And also, my expressions, my every period in my sentence is with a curse. And something happened to me. And I felt that, you know, after I got born again, something good happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I find out that I continued to just fall into sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good enough.
Right, you know, you still make mistakes, you still do a lot of things in your life, you know, and especially when you're growing up, you know, as a kid, you're often told that you have to be good
in
things, you know, respectful. But, you know, the question here today is that ultimately all of us will go to a certain end in our life here on Earth. And what happens is, after we leave this earth, we go somewhere.
Where is that?
Well, yeah, we only have two choices. You either go to heaven or go to hell.
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking, how do I go to heaven? Do I be good person?
Yes, I was taught that.
Yeah, I was taught that. You know, you have to go to church every Sunday. You have to be respectful.
Yes.
If you just be good enough.
I gotta do good works.
Good works.
Yes.
Then you might just have a pass going to heaven. But that's the problem. What's the standard? I mean, how will I know if I'm reaching my quota in my goodness chart?
Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, I was also thinking, if the wealthy could put up a church and give huge donations, then they have reached the good work, right?
Yeah.
But the question here, Rodney, is this. I'm poor, I can't build a church, I can't give donations,
charity.
Then does that mean to say that I am not good?
You know, that's what the thing that's so comforting about God's Word, the Bible, is that He mentions there that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. It means that any of us, that God has a standard, but everyone, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, any of us have fallen short of God's glory, of God's standard.
Yeah.
Because of our sin.
Yeah.
So now it means that there's gotta be more to it than just doing good, because the answer to the question of that I raised earlier is being good is not good enough. There has to be something that needs to be done first in order for us to reach that standard.
And what is that?
And that is, well, I'll just leave it in a cliffhanger first. We'll get back to the topic in just a little while. We'll answer that question. So here's a little bit of reminder from our studio. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people. The sheep of His pasture. Hear His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, and praise His name. The Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues all generations.
Righteousness.
It's something that
a lot of us want to be, but we can't be because it's very hard to be righteous.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, what the Bible says about righteousness is about being justified.
Hey, that's another big word, Ryan.
So yeah, we'll bring it down to a level that a lot of us will be able to understand. When you say justified, it means being right before God.
And who did that to us? And for us?
Well, unfortunately, we can go in front of God and say, you know, God, I did a lot of good things. And God is going to say, so?
Those are filthy rags.
Yes, you know.
That's said in Isaiah. All your good works are filthy rags in my sight.
That's right.
So sad.
So, okay. Now, this is not to bring you down, guys. Those who are listening here are saying, maybe I shouldn't do good works anymore. No, that's not the case. But the first thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus, because the Bible says that it is by grace we have been saved. It is by grace we have been justified or made right in front of God.
Yes.
And it is only through Jesus Christ that we can be made right.
Yes. And to add to that, Ephesians says that we were created as God's workmanship.
Yes.
And that we are created to do good works, so it's a natural thing for the children of God, the people of God, to do good works.
Yes, because some people go to the other extreme. Once they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they were given this gift of life, they stop doing good works because, hey, okay, I'm already justified, I'm already righteous, so I don't think I need to do good works anymore. That's wrong. Okay, it gives you even more reason to do good works so that they can see, hey, there's something different about this guy.
Now I have this goal. So, I have this relationship with Jesus Christ, and I have to reach a daily quota of refraining from falling into sin. Because the Word of God says that we must be holy. The Word of God is law. And so, am I making sense here? So that means to say that I have to be very careful to live a holy life, because it's not only the good works that will, I have to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And so it's not only the good works, but also living a holy life along with it that has to be my main goal daily.
Yes, but here's the thing also. the reason we are justified is not because we live a holy life.
Yeah.
It's just a product of what's inside of us. It should come out naturally, trying to, you know, do what other people are not doing. Like, if other people are smoking, you're not smoking. Mm-hmm. Other people go to these places, you shouldn't be there. It's something that should come off from the inside out. But what I'm trying to say is, when you do holy things, when you try to live a good, decent, holy life, that is not your justification for being righteous or for being right with God. It still needs to be, first and foremost, a relationship with God.
Wow. So really,
because we can never do, you know, as good as other people.
So that means to say that I really have to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, because... Yes, we need to have that. And you know, and one thing good about the Bible, he even lays it out there. He says there in Ephesians, he says, it is by grace we have been saved, not by good works, so that we cannot boast. We can't say before God, hey God, you know, I gave $1 million to this foundation.
Yeah.
Or Lord, I, you know, even as a pastor, I can say, Lord, I've led a lot of people to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not just about being good. It's about having a relationship with Christ. And, you know, so that we can't boast before God and say that we belong to be in heaven because
so
we earned our right.
To answer that question, is being good enough?
No.
So, guys, did you hear that?
So, being good is not good enough. I don't want to discourage you. We're here to encourage you. If, you know, continue doing good things. If you're part of a charity, if you're doing, you know,
ministry,
if you're doing good works, you know, with kids or helping, you know, elderly people, it's good.
And sharing the word of God in your workplace.
That's good, but here's what I'm trying to tell you guys. In order for us to be right with God, it starts with a relationship with Him. It starts with receiving Jesus.
And how is that? How does that work?
And all you need to do is just pray to God with a sincere heart and a repentant heart. And you know, if you're here listening to us right now on this podcast, we can do that right now. We can ask God, you can ask God in your life right now while you're listening to this podcast.
Yes.
And ask the Lord to be your Savior so that the good works that you will be doing are not in vain, but it is for the glory of God.
That's right.
So I guess this will be a perfect time for us. Wherever you may be right now, listening to us over the internet, listening to us over your iPod or whatever MP3 player, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now. Probably you even feel that you're not good enough. You know, that's true. All of us are not good enough for heaven, or not good enough for what God has done for us. But here's the thing. He loves us. And that's the bottom line. All you need to do is just believe and accept that gift that God has given us, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So if you're here right now, you're listening to this podcast, just, you know, wherever you may be, just close your eyes and bow your head and pray this prayer with me. It's a very simple prayer. Let it come from your heart. Let's pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I know I'm not good enough, but Lord, you've made me realize today that I need you in my life. Lord, I've done a lot of good things, but Lord, I want to do even more for you.
Yes.
So today, I ask you, Lord, to be in my heart, in my life. I open my heart to you today. I make you my Lord and Savior. And starting today, Lord, teach me and guide me to live a holy life, a righteous life, a justified life that will be pleasing to you. Thank you for your gift. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, guys, it's alright for you to do good works, but first and foremost, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because your good works will not bring you to heaven.
That's an eye opener.
Yes, I would just do good works. A lot of people do good works, but you know, they have fallen short. All of us have fallen short, but because of Jesus Christ, we can rejoice. Hey, thanks very much for joining us in our first episode. If you guys want to tune in again next week, we're going to have another episode
It's going to be interesting again.
Hopefully we can get a lot more people in the studio.
Yeah.
If you want to email us with the topic you want us to talk about, or maybe reaction, comment, an opinion, write to us, email us,
or even counseling matters,
maybe,
you know, is it okay to have a boyfriend who's not a Christian, or a girlfriend
who's not a Christian,
something to that effect.
This is the reason why we have this podcast. We're going to be talking about anything and everything under the sun. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
It is a pleasure to speak. spend some time with you.
Yeah, I have my cup of coffee.
That's good, and I got my iced tea here.
Alright.
Thank you very much. Wherever you may be, and always remember, God is good all the time.
God bless you.
God bless you. We'll see you again next week here at God Is At Work Podcast. WorkingWorld.com. God bless you.
Hello and welcome to our first episode of the God Is That Word podcast here at wordfortheworld.com. I am Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn Uy.
We are here live at the Word for the World Media Studios.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm excited. This is our first podcast. Imagine we are just, talking to about 56 million potential people over the internet, and almost a billion people who have a an iPod.
Really?
They can download this over the internet, share it among their friends, upload it to their iPod, subscribe in iTunes. All the information you need to know about being part of this podcast is right at our newly designed website at wordfortheworld.com. We also want to thank Podomatic for hosting our podcast. You can go to podomatic.com if you want to make your own podcast.
You know, I don't know anything of what you're talking about. I'm not high-tech, but I have an iPod.
Yes. She's not high-tech, yet she has an iPod. I'm the one who is so high-tech, and I don't get to have an iPod.
But anybody who's listening, to say that I could download whatever is discussed here.
Yes.
And then I put it in my iPod.
Yes, yeah. There's so many ways for you to download this.
Okay.
All the info is right there in our website. But one thing cool about this is that you can download it while you're having coffee, you're working, while you're connected to the internet. Mm. You can download it. This is a very small file because it's only 15 minutes.
Oh.
And then just one press of a button, you can have it uploaded to your iPod. Listen to it anytime. Share it to your friends. We want as much as possible that a lot of people get a hold of this podcast.
Okay. You know, guys, I'd like to invite you to really tune in to us, because we discuss things about anything, especially on discussions on is it okay that when I get born again, I'm saved and I'm fine?
Yeah, your topics like that. Or are we going to get sick if we become born again? Or
what if I fall into sin?
Yeah.
Do I lose my salvation? Things like that.
Yeah.
So just tune in, guys, because there's so many things to be discussed. And I know that there are questions there going on at the back of your mind, but we'll discuss issues. These are issues that just come up, right?
Right.
As they send their emails to you.
Right. You know, it's nice of you to tell that, because I just want to tell our podcast people who are listening today, if you guys have questions or topics you guys want us to talk about, you can email us at info@wordfortheworld.com, and the subject, just put their Word for the World podcast, and maybe there's a subject you want to, a topic you want to talk about. We'll talk about it here in the next podcast. Now, speaking of topic, nice segue. We want to talk about in this podcast, this topic is being good enough. That's our topic for this podcast. Is being good enough? What do you think?
You know, when I got saved, Brother Rodney, I just thought that there's something that was taken out from my old habits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, immediately, it was just like, when I drive, pardon me, but when somebody cuts me, I say things that are not nice, and also my expressions, my every period in my sentence is with a curse,
okay.
And something happened to me, and I felt that, you know, after I got born again, something good happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I find out that I continue to just fall into sin,
and
I'm not good enough.
Right, you know, you just,
I won't go to heaven.
You still make mistakes. You still do a lot of things in your life, you know, and
yes.
And especially when you're growing up, you know, as a kid, you're often told that you have to be good
in
things,
right? Yes.
You know, respectful. But you know, the question here today is that ultimately, all of us will go to a certain end in our life here on earth, and what happens is after we leave this earth, we go somewhere.
Where is that?
Well, yeah, we only have two choices. You either go to heaven or go to hell.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are asking, how do I go to heaven?
Rodney,
Do I be a good person?
Yes, I was taught that.
Yeah, I was taught that. You know, you have to go to church every Sunday. You have to be respectful.
Yes.
If you just be good enough.
I've got to do good works.
Good works.
Yes.
Then you might just have a pass going to heaven. But that's the problem. What's the standard? I mean, how will I know if I'm reaching my quota in my goodness chart?
Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, I was also thinking, if the wealthy could put up a church and give huge donations, then they have reached the good work, right?
Yeah.
But the question here, Rodney, is this. I'm poor. I can't build a church. I can't give donations,
I
huge
can't
donations.
I can't give to charity.
Then does that mean to say that I am not good?
You know, that's the one thing that's so comforting about God's word, the Bible, is that he mentions there that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. It means that all of us, that God has a standard, but everyone, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, all of us have fallen short of God's glory, of God's standard.
Yeah.
Yes. Because of our sin.
Yeah.
So now, it means that there's got to be more to it than just doing good, because the answer to the question of that I raised earlier is, being good is not good enough. There has to be something that needs to be done first in order for us to reach that standard.
And what is that?
And that is, well, I'll just leave it at a cliffhanger first. We'll get back to the topic in just a little while. We'll answer that question. So here's a little bit of reminder from our studio.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. There his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Welcome back.
Yes,
and
we're still discussing about is good.
Yes,
being
is
good,
being good, good enough.
Enough.
Yes, we're still talking about is, and to go back to the question, how? What do I need to do?
Yes,
or
that's
what
my
is
question.
That? Yeah, you asked something about what do I need to do in order for me to reach the standard that God has set.
Yes, what is it?
Well, you know, a lot of people have done a lot of good things, done a lot of good works. A lot of some people, especially here in the Philippines, every Holy Week they crucify themselves.
Yes,
they
flagellate themselves.
Flagellate. They
and
cut themselves.
From food,
and
yes.
They fast and
yes.
They do a lot of quote unquote
during Holy Week.
Yeah, holy things. But after Holy Week, it's different.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the good works, first thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the first and foremost thing we need to do. We talk about righteousness. You know, yes. That's been thrown into the hat for so many times.
It's a big word.
It's
Pastor
a big word.
Rodney.
It's a big word. It's a heavy word.
Righteousness.
It's something that a lot of us want to be, but we can't be because it's very hard to be righteous.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, what the Bible says about righteousness is about being justified.
Hey, that's another big word, Rodney.
Okay. So, again, we'll bring it down to a level that a lot of us will be able to understand. When you say justified, it means being right before God.
And who did that to us and for us?
Well, unfortunately, we can go in front of God and say, you know, God, I did a lot of good things. And God is going to say, so?
Those are filthy rags.
Yes, you know.
That's said in Isaiah. All your good works are filthy rags in my sight.
That's right.
So sad.
So, okay. Now, this is not to bring you down, guys. Those who are listening here are saying, well, maybe I shouldn't do good works anymore. No, that's not the case. But the first thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus, because the Bible says that it is by grace we have been saved. It is by grace we have been justified or made right in front of God.
Yes.
And it is only through Jesus Christ that we can be made right.
Yes. And to add to that, Ephesians says that we were created as God's workmanship.
Yes.
And that we are created to do good work. So it's a natural thing for the children of God, the people of God, to do good work.
Yes, because some people go to the other extreme. Once they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and they were given this gift of life, they stop doing good works because, hey, okay, I'm already justified, I'm already righteous, so I don't think I need to do good works anymore. That's wrong. Okay? It gives you even more reason to do good works so that they can see, hey, there's something different about this guy.
Now I have this goal. So I have this relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I have to reach a daily quota of refraining from falling into sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Word of God says that we must be holy. The Word of God is law.
Mm-hmm.
And so, am I making sense here? So that means to say that I have to be very careful to live a holy life, because it's not only the good works that will... I have to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And so it's not only the good works, but also living a holy life along with it that has to be my main goal daily.
Yes, but here's the thing also. The reason we are justified is not because we live a holy life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just a product of what's inside of us. It should come out naturally, trying to, you know, do what other people are not doing.
Yes.
Like if other people are smoking, you're not smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Other people go to these places, you shouldn't be there. It's something that should come out from the inside out. But what I'm trying to say is, when you do holy things, when you try to live a good, decent, holy life, that is not your justification for being righteous or for being right with God. It still needs to be, first and foremost, a relationship with God.
Wow. So really,
because we can never do, you know, as good as other people.
So that means to say that I really have to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus
Christ. Yes, because we need to have that. And you know, and one thing good about the Bible, he even lays it out there. He says there in Ephesians, he says, it is by grace we have been saved, not by good works.
Oh.
So that we cannot boast. We can't say before God, hey God, you know, I gave $1 million to this foundation.
Yeah.
Or Lord, I, you know, even as a pastor, I can say, Lord, you know, I've led a lot of people to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not just about being good. It's about having a relationship with Christ. And, you know, so that we can't boast before God and say that we belong to be in heaven because we earned our right.
To answer that question, is being good enough? No.
No. No.
So, guys, did you hear that?
So, being good is not good enough. I don't want to discourage you. We're here to encourage you. if you know, continue doing good things. If you're part of a charity, if you're doing, you know,
ministry,
if you're doing good works, you know, with kids or helping, you know, old elderly people, it's good.
And sharing the word of God in your workplace.
That's good. But here's what I'm trying to tell you guys. In order for us to be right with God, it starts with a relationship with Him. It starts with receiving Jesus
as
Lord.
And how is that? How does that work,
Pastor Rodney? All you need to do is just pray to God with a sincere heart and a repentant heart. And you know, if you're here listening to us right now in this podcast, we can do that right now. We can ask God, you can ask God in your life right now while you're listening to this podcast.
Yes.
And ask the Lord to be your Savior so that the good works that you will be doing are not in vain, but it is for the glory of God.
That's right.
Okay. So I guess this will be a perfect time for us. Wherever you may be right now, listening to us over the internet, listening to us over your iPod or whatever MP3 player, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now. Probably you even feel that you're not good enough. You know, that's true. All of us are not good enough for heaven or not good enough for what God has done for us. But here's the thing. He loves us. And that's the bottom line. All you need to do is just believe and accept that gift that God has given us, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So if you're here right now, you're listening to this podcast, just, you know, wherever you may be, just close your eyes and bow your head and pray this prayer with me. It's a very simple prayer. Let it come from your heart. Let's pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I know I'm not good enough, but Lord, you've made me realize today that I need you in my life. Lord, I've done a lot of good things, but Lord, I want to do even more for you.
Yes, Lord.
So today, I ask you, Lord, to be in my heart, in my life. I open my heart to you today. I make you my Lord and Savior. And starting today, Lord, teach me and guide me to live a holy life, a righteous life, a justified life that will be pleasing to you. Thank you for your gift. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, guys, it's all right for you to do good works, but first and foremost, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because your good works will not bring you to heaven.
That's an eye-opener. Because I will just do good works.
A lot of people do good works, but, you know, they have fallen short. All of us have fallen short, but because of Jesus Christ, we can rejoice.
Okay.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us in our first episode. If you guys want to tune in again next week, we're going to have another episode here at WordForTheWorld.com.
And it's going to be interesting again.
Hopefully, we can get a lot more people here in the studio.
Yeah.
If you want to email us with the topic you want us to talk about, or maybe a reaction, a comment, an opinion, write to us, email us,
or
info.
Even counseling matters, like
maybe,
you know, is it okay to have a boyfriend who's not a Christian, or a girlfriend who's
not a Christian,
or something to that effect. Anything.
This is the reason why we have this podcast. We're going to be talking about anything and everything under the sun. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
It is a pleasure to spend some time with you, Sister Evelyn.
I have my cup of coffee.
That's good, and I got my iced tea here.
All right.
Thank you very much. Wherever you may be, and always remember, God is good all the time.
And God bless you.
God bless you. We'll see you again next week here at God Is At Work Podcast, WordfulWorld.com. God bless you. Hello and welcome to our first episode of the God Is That Word podcast here at WordForTheWorld.com. I am Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn Uy.
And we are here live at the Word for the World Media Studios.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm excited. This is our first podcast. Imagine we are just, talking to about 56 million potential people over the internet, and almost a billion people who have a an iPod.
Really?
They can download this over the internet, share it among their friends, upload it to their iPod, subscribe in iTunes, all the information you need to know about being part of this podcast is right at our newly designed website at wordfortheworld.com. We also want to thank Podomatic for hosting our podcast. You can go to podomatic.com if you want to make your own podcast.
You know, I don't know anything of what you're talking about. I'm not high-tech, but I have an iPod.
Yes. She's not high-tech, yet she has an iPod. I'm the one who is so high-tech, and I don't get to have an iPod. So anybody who's listening,
to say that I could download whatever is discussed here.
Yes.
And then I put it in my iPod.
Yes, yeah. There's so many ways for you to download this.
Okay.
All the info is right there in our website. But one thing cool about this is that you can download it while you're having coffee, you're working, while you're connected to the internet. You just can download it. This is a very small file because it's only 15 minutes.
Oh.
And then just one press of a button, you can have it uploaded to your iPod. Listen to it anytime. Share it to your friends. We want as much as possible that a lot of people get a hold of this podcast.
Okay. You know, guys, I'd like to invite you to really tune in to us, because we discuss things about anything, especially on discussions on is it okay that when I get born again I'm saved and I'm fine?
Yeah, your topics like that, or are we going to get sick if we become born again, or
what if I fall into sin?
Yeah.
Do I lose my salvation?
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So just tune in, guys, because there's so many things to be discussed, and I know that there are questions there going on at the back of your mind, but we'll discuss issues. These are issues that just come up, right?
Right.
You know, they send their emails to you.
Right. You know, it's nice of you to tell that, because I just want to tell our podcast people who are listening today, if you guys have questions or topics you guys want us to talk about, you can email us at info@wordfortheworld.com, and the subject, just put their Word for the World podcast, and maybe there's a subject you want to, you know, a topic you want to talk about. We'll talk about it here in the next podcast. Now, speaking of topic, nice segue. We want to talk about in this podcast, this topic is being good enough. That's our topic for this podcast. Is being good enough? What do you think?
You know, when I got saved, Brother Rodney, I just thought that, you know, there's something that was taken out from my old habits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, immediately, it was just like, you know, when I drive, pardon me, but when somebody cuts me, I say things that are not nice. And also, my expressions, my every period in my sentence is with a curse.
Okay.
And something happened to me. And I felt that, you know, after I got born again, something good happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I find out that I continue to just fall into sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good enough.
Right. You know, you just,
I won't go to heaven.
You still make mistakes. You still do a lot of things in your life, you know, and
yes.
And especially when you're growing up, you know, as a kid, you're often told that you have to be good in things,
right? Yes.
You know, respectful. But you know, the question here today is that ultimately, all of us will go to a certain end in our life here on Earth, and what happens is after we leave this Earth, we go somewhere.
Where is that?
Well, yeah, we only have two choices. You either go to heaven or go to hell.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are asking, how do I go to heaven?
Rodney,
Do I be a good person?
Yes, I was taught that.
Yeah, I was taught that. You know, you have to go to church every Sunday. You have to be respectful.
Yes.
If you just be good enough,
I've got to do good works.
Good works.
Yes.
Then you might just have a pass going to heaven. But that's the problem. What's the standard? I mean, how will I know if I'm reaching my quota in my goodness chart?
Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, I was also thinking, if the wealthy could put up a church and give huge donations, then they have reached the good work right?
Yeah.
But the question here, Rodney, is this. I'm poor. I can't build a church. I can't give donations,
huge
donations. I can't
give to charity.
Then does that mean to say that I am not good?
You know, that's the one thing that's so comforting about God's Word, the Bible, is that He mentions there that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. It means that all of us, that God has a standard, but everyone, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, all of us have fallen short of God's glory, of God's standard.
Yeah.
Yes. Because of our sin.
Yeah.
So now, it means that there's got to be more to it than just doing good. Because the answer to the question of that I raised earlier is, being good is not good enough. There has to be something that needs to be done first in order for us to reach that standard.
And what is that?
And that is, well, I'll just leave it at a cliffhanger first. We'll get back to the topic in just a little while. We'll answer that question. So here's a little bit of reminder from our studio.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Welcome back.
Yes,
and
we're still discussing about is good.
Yes,
being
is
good,
being good enough? Yes, we're still talking about is, and to go back to the question, what do I need to do?
Yes,
or what is that? Yeah, you asked something about what do I need to do in order for me to reach the standard that God has set.
Yes, what is it?
Well, you know, a lot of people have done a lot of good things, done a lot of good works. Some people, especially here in the Philippines, every Holy Week they crucify themselves.
Yes,
they
flagellate themselves.
They fast and
yes.
They do a lot of quote unquote
during Holy Week.
Yeah, holy things. But after Holy Week, it's different.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the good works. First thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the first and foremost thing we need to do. We talk about righteousness. You know,
yes.
That's been thrown into the hat for so many times.
It's a big word.
It's
Pastor
a big word.
Rodney.
It's a big word. It's a heavy word.
Righteousness.
It's something that a lot of us want to be, but we can't be because it's very hard to be righteous.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, what the Bible says about righteousness is about being justified.
Hey, that's another big word, Rodney.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll bring it down. To a level that a lot of us will be able to understand. When you say justified, it means being right before God.
And who did that to us and for us?
Well, unfortunately, we can go in front of God and say, you know, God, I did a lot of good things. And God is going to say, so?
Those are filthy rags.
Yes, you know.
That's said in Isaiah. All your good works are filthy rags in my sight.
That's right.
So sad.
So, okay, now this is not to bring you down, guys. Those who are listening here are saying, no, maybe I shouldn't do good works
anymore.
No, that's not the case. But the first thing we need to do is have a relationship with Jesus, because the Bible says that it is by grace we have been saved. It is by grace we have been justified or made right in front of God.
Yes.
And it is only through Jesus Christ that we can be made right.
Yes. And to add to that, Ephesians says that we were created as God's workmanship.
Yes.
And that we are created to do good works. So it's a natural thing for the children of God, the people of God, to do good works.
Yes, because some people go to the other extreme. Once they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and they were given this gift of life, they stop doing good works. Because, hey, okay, I'm already justified, I'm already righteous, so I don't think I need to do good works anymore. That's wrong. Okay, it gives you even more reason to do good works so that they can see, hey, there's something different about this guy.
Now I have this goal. So I have this relationship with Jesus Christ, and I have to reach a daily quota of refraining from falling into sin. Because the Word of God says that we must be holy. The Word of God is law. And so, am I making sense here? So that means to say that I have to be very careful to live a holy life, because it's not only the good works that will, I have to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And so it's not only the good works, but also living a holy life along with it, that has to be my main goal daily.
Yes, but here's the thing also. The reason we are justified is not because we live a holy life. It's just a product of what's inside of us. It comes, it should come out naturally, trying to, you know, do what other people are not doing. Like if other people are smoking, you're not smoking. Other people go to this, these places, you shouldn't be there. It's something that should come out from the inside out. But what I'm trying to say is, when you do holy things, when you try to live a good, decent, holy life, that is not your justification for being righteous or for being right with God. It still needs to be, first and foremost, a relationship with God.
Wow. So really,
because we can never do, you know, as good as other people.
So that means to say that I really have to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, because we need to have that. And you know, and one thing good about the Bible, he even lays it out there. He says there in Ephesians, he says, it is by grace we have been saved, not by good works. So that we cannot boast. We can't say before God, hey God, you know, I gave $1 million to this foundation. Or Lord, I, you know, even as a pastor, I can say, Lord, you know, I've led a lot of people to Christ. You know, but it's not just about being good. It's about having a relationship with Christ. And, you know, so that we can't boast before God and say that we belong to be in heaven because we earned our right.
To answer that question is, being good, good enough? No.
No. No.
So, guys, did you hear that?
So, being good is not good enough. I don't want to discourage you. We're here to encourage you. If, you know, continue doing good things. If you're part of a charity, if you're doing, you know,
ministry,
if you're doing good works, you know, with kids or helping, you know, old elderly people, it's good.
And sharing the Word of God in your workplace.
That's good. But here's what I'm trying to tell you guys. In order for us to be right with God, it starts with a relationship with Him. Oh. It starts with receiving Jesus
and
as Lord.
And how is that? How does that work,
you know,
Pastor Rodney?
All you need to do is just pray to God with a sincere heart and a repentant heart. And you know, if you're here listening to us right now on this podcast, we can do that right now. We can ask God, you can ask God in your life right now while you're listening to this podcast.
Yes.
And ask the Lord to be your Savior so that the good works that you will be doing are not in vain, but it is for the glory of God.
That's right.
Okay. So I guess this will be a perfect time for us. Wherever you may be right now, listening to us over the internet, listening to us over your iPod or whatever MP3 player, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now. Probably you even feel that you're not good enough. You know, that's true. All of us are not good enough for heaven or not good enough for what God has done for us. But here's the thing, He loves us, and that's the bottom line. All you need to do is just believe and accept that gift that God has given us, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So if you're here right now, you're listening to this podcast, just, you know, wherever you may be, just close your eyes and bow your head and pray this prayer with me. It's a very simple prayer. Let it come from your heart. Let's pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I know I'm not good enough, but Lord, you've made me realize today that I need you in my life. Lord, I've done a lot of good things, but Lord, I want to do even more for you.
Yes, Lord.
So today, I ask you, Lord, to be in my heart, in my life, I open my heart to you today. I make you my Lord and Savior. And starting today, Lord, teach me and guide me to live a holy life, a righteous life, a justified life that will be pleasing to you. Thank you for your gift. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, guys, it's alright for you to do good works, but first and foremost, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because your good works will not bring you to heaven.
That's an eye-opener. Because I will just do good works.
A lot of people do good works, but, you know, they have fallen short. All of us have fallen short, but because of Jesus Christ, we can rejoice. Okay. Hey, thanks very much for joining us in our first episode. If you guys want to tune in again next week, we're going to have another episode here at WordForTheWorld.com.
And it's
going to
be interesting again.
Hopefully, we can get a lot more people here in the studio.
Yeah.
If you want to email us with the topic you want us to talk about, or maybe a reaction, a comment, an opinion, write to us, email us,
or
info.
Even counseling matters, like
maybe,
you know, is it okay to have a boyfriend who's not a Christian, or a girlfriend
who's not a Christian,
something to that effect. Anything.
This is the reason why we have this podcast. We're gonna be talking about anything and everything under the sun. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
It is a pleasure to spend some time with you, Sister Evelyn.
I have my cup of coffee.
That's good, and I got my iced tea here.
All right.
Thank you very much. Wherever you may be, and always remember, God is good all the time.
And God bless you.
God bless you. We'll see you again next week here at God Is At Word Podcast, WordfulWorld.com. God bless you.